You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Train travel through the area is a little tricky right now. Passengers traveling on Amtrak routes through Milwaukee should expect schedule changes and potential delays as the company deals with corrosion issues found on several rail cars. The Hiawatha service between Chicago and Milwaukee has been reduced, with buses running for about half of that route. Amtrak is telling travelers to check their website or mobile app for updated departure and arrival times. The race to represent Milwaukee's 3rd District on the Common Council will be decided on Tuesday. Daniel Bauman and Alex Brower are vying for the seat left vacant after Alderman Jonathan Brostoff's death. The district includes the East Side and River West neighborhoods. Early voting continues through tomorrow in Milwaukee. Other places, the early in-person option ends today. For all the voting information, including what's on your ballot and where to vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. It's a case of stolen or borrowed identity, and it's not a laughing matter. Joanne Krulotz has more about a Wisconsin comedian who says criminals are using his name and face in their scams.
Fox 6 Milwaukee reports that Charlie Behrens, known for his routines and online videos with a lighthearted take on Wisconsin life, has been trying to stop people using his identity to trick people out of money. In one case, a woman was scammed for $500, supposedly to get backstage access to one of his shows. Behrens says the character he plays online might ask you for a ride to Culver's or Brandy Old Fashioned, but not money. He also is worried about people using AI to fake his likeness in a scam, saying there's more regulations to make a bratwurst than to use AI.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Brewers lose to the Yanks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 4-2 on opening day at Yankee Stadium. A positive was Vinny Capra getting the start at third base and hitting a home run on his first at bat of the season.
I thought it was a pretty special moment. Yeah, I mean, a win is what we're trying for, but first at bat to want to do. Stuck to the plan and kind of ended up working out. So
Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta on Capra's shot that sailed over the left field wall.
It was impressive. You know, and at the same time, it's a little weird because we can get a little used to see him doing it during spring training. Hopefully that he keeps doing it that well. I think that he has a lot of things to prove, good things for him, for his career, and for the team.
The crew loaded the bases top of the ninth, but former Brewer Devin Williams got out of the jam, retiring Jackson Chourio and Christian Yelich for the save. The two teams have the night off. They'll play tomorrow at noon. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They host the Knicks in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here are some flicks that might be worth a look. If you're in the mood for a horror comedy, check out Death of a Unicorn, starring Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega, as a father-daughter duo headed to a party when they accidentally kill a unicorn. The film is pulling an almost fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes at 57%, and it's rated R. Another horror film opening is The Woman in the Yard, about an ominous-looking woman who mysteriously appears in a family's yard and gives dire warnings. No reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. Action fans might want to check out Jason Statham's new movie called A Working Man, where Statham's character is a mild-mannered construction worker with a special forces military background. You might think you've heard this story before, but no. This is much different than his last film, where he was a trained killer hiding his identity as a beekeeper. In A Working Man, Statham goes after the human traffickers who have kidnapped his boss's daughter. Be careful out there, folks. Pretty much everyone with a mild-mannered job is a trained killer. Let's go to the movies. Actor Bill Murray does not have many regrets over his 50-year career, but the Lost in Translation star appeared on the Howard Stern Show recently and did say he regrets turning down Clint Eastwood. Murray was enamored with some of Eastwood's earlier work and called him. Eastwood asked Murray if he would ever do another military role along the lines of Stripes. Murray told Stern he had sort of a been there, done that attitude and passed on what was most likely the film Heartbreak Ridge. And to this day, he still apologizes to Eastwood. Apparently, the phrase raw dogging has more than one meaning. Actor Patrick Warburton has taken credit for creating the practice by way of his character Putty from Seinfeld. Raw dogging refers to a travel trend in which a passenger boards a flight with no form of entertainment and doesn't even sleep. They just sit there and stare like Putty did on Seinfeld. Sound fun? It might be until it drives Elaine crazy and she breaks up with you. Yellowstone appears to be birthing yet another spinoff. Luke Grimes will revise his role as Casey Dutton. There are no storylines available yet, but the show will be produced by MTV Studios. Other Yellowstone spinoffs include 1883 and 1923, which is currently in its second season on Paramount+. Another anticipated Yellowstone spinoff will star Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley as Rip and Beth. It does not yet have a title. Ageism is still alive in Hollywood, but it's not as bad as it used to be for women, according to actress Cate Blanchett. The actress recently told Business Insider that when she started in the biz, an actress had a shelf life of 5 years. In Blanchett's case, it probably doesn't hurt that she's an Oscar winner. The actress is in the midst of a 30-year run with no sign of let-up in sight. The Elizabeth star credits more women producers and writers in positions of power that are more likely to develop roles and content for women. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Clouds will hang around for a little while this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. A little breezy later today, too. Our high 71, tonight 54, tomorrow cloudy, scattered showers 60 with more rain, likely even a few thundershowers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.